Hello and welcome to Finley's My Little Pony Podcast. Today we're on episode 42.
Nope, try again.
44.
Nope, try again.
49.
Are you even trying now? We're on episode 43.
Oh.
You did 42 and 44. How'd you get to 49?
I don't know. Kanan was showing me with fingers.
Well, I thought you knew better than to listen to your brother.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, Finley, how are we doing today?
Good.
So, this morning, your brother, sister, and I went to see Doctor Strange.
Yep.
And you didn't come with us, did you?
Nope.
And why is that?
Because I was camping.
Well, you're right. You were camping. Where were you camping?
At the zoo.
And how was that?
It was really good.
So what kind of animals did you see at the zoo?
We saw a cheetah.
Cheetah? Did you see, is that your favorite animal? What was your favorite animal that you saw there?
A miniature donkey.
A miniature donkey?
You miniature donkey.
Was that your reminder to vote Democrat on Tuesday?
Yes.
The miniature donkey?
Yeah.
See, I thought you didn't get political on this podcast.
Eeyore.
Yes.
Go Eeyore.
That's what you love about donkeys.
Yeah.
Your favorite character from the
I don't even watch
100 Acre Woods.
I don't even watch Winnie the Pooh.
Don't bother. Well, I was going to say, the other reason you didn't go with us is you don't like to go to the Marvel movies, do you?
No.
And why is that? What don't you like about the Marvel movies?
Because they're boring.
You think they're boring?
Yeah.
What's boring about them?
They're just boring altogether. The people are boring.
You don't think all that fisticuffs is exciting?
Nope. I've seen better.
My Little Pony is more exciting than Thor facing down Loki?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, hey. You're entitled to your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go ahead and get into the episode? So do you know which episode you're going to be describing today?
Before that, I'm going to have to mention that we're skipping an episode for an unknown reason.
Well, we know the reason.
But you don't.
Right. Because if we followed the regular schedule, today we would be talking about season 2, episode 14, which is entitled The Last Roundup.
But we're not going to be watching that today for a reason that you will find out next episode.
Yes. So next episode, we will come back to The Last Roundup. But today, we're going to do what?
We're going to be doing season 2, episode 15.
The Super Speedy Cider Squeezy 6000.
What he said.
Why don't you go ahead and get going there, Finn.
So, it starts with Fluttershy's cottage. And you think this is probably going to be an episode where it's all about Fluttershy. Wrong. That's absolutely wrong. So, then Rainbow Dash, she does knock, which is good, but just slams the door behind her, flies in, grabs Fluttershy through the window, pulls her all the way to Sweet Apple Acres. Still tired, she sits and watches a poor bunny get flown away by the gust of winds that they leave behind. And, they try to get there early because today is Saturday at the Apple Family Farm, and it's made with deliciousness because everybody tries to get their hands on it, but something always happens. So then she says that if we come, Rainbow Dash thought that if she comes on that early, she'll be first, and she'll get to drink it in front of Pinkie Pie, who always gets first spot and gets tons of cider, and she doesn't. And then she finds out that everybody else had the same plan. Pinkie Pie was, of course, the first tent. And they had to go to the end of all the people. And then, in the day, Pinkie Pie, poured a whole bag of money, which is how they, make their life savings on that cider. She got, a lot of cider, and when Rainbow Dash was about to get a cup, it ran out. All the barrels, all finished, and still so many ponies were waiting for the cider, and they all got angry until they heard something coming. Oh, no. No, it's just the speech.
Do you need some help with that again?
I can't remember the name.
It is the Super Speedy Cider Squeezy 6000.
Yeah, that. came rolling down the Apple family's yard. And these two ponies named Flim and Flam, one of my favorite villains. Well, they're not really villains, but they kind of are evil. So, yeah, one of my favorite villains, other than Nightmare Moon, came off and they started dancing because they were sales ponies. So they tried to get them to buy their Seder, which was made with the thing. Yeah, the thing. And the big machine made the best Seder. It took for the demonstration, they sang a whole song about it and everybody was happy, and they suck up some apples from a tree, and this made it, and they peeked through the window and it actually threw out the bad apples and let the good apples make the cider. And before Rainbow Dash could get it, Applejack pulled the barrel away and it knocked Rainbow Dash's cup onto the floor. It's like the whole world didn't want Rainbow Dash to have a drop of cider. And Applejack didn't allow them to drink it because it was their apples. So they wouldn't allow Flim and Flam to sell it and get their money. So then then Applejack started talking too much after the second day that it had run out again. And they had broken a fence that Granny Smith worked so hard to make. They made a deal that whoever made more cider would hold the thing.
We'll get the rights to Sweet Apple Acres. Or no, would have the exclusive rights to sell cider in Ponyville.
That would mean that Applejack would have to move out of Sweet Apple Acres because that money that they earned was the money that they had to pay to keep the farm open and get that land and stuff. They started at the day and Doctor Who spun the hourglass and they begun. So what Applejack did, she bucked the apples while Apple Bloom caught them. And then Granny Smith looked at them and smelled them to see which ones were bad and which ones were good. And then Big Mac ran on a like treadmill that would squash that runs this little squasher that squashes the good apples into cider, and while they were done with the one bucket, Flim and Flam were done with three. Now that was a problem. So the main six jumped in and helped along. The regal main six with their American flag helping out and family. And Applejack still bucked with Fluttershy, who just hid in the trees and shivered, which somehow made all the apples fall. Pinkie Pie used her pinky sense to help Apple Bloom and herself catch the apples. And Rarity and Granny Smith looked at the apples. Well, of course, Rainbow Dash and Big Mac ran on the treadmill. And now they were five barrels ahead of Flim and Flam while they were only doing three. Now, they got pretty worried, so they sucked up the whole tree, which gave them bad apples. So they just turned on a button where it would let all the bad apples go and the good ones go, so it was going to be really bad apples later. And once they were done, they found out that they won, but only the cheating way, by using bad apples later. And when they were getting their stuff, they handed out the bad apples later. And they spit it in their face and they said they wouldn't even buy it for a bit. And they were super unsatisfied. And so they drove out of town real fast because they didn't want to be embarrassed. Unlike Trixie, who like just vanished. So they just drove away to get rid of the embarrassment. And then Applejack got to keep her farm, and because they made so much, it'll be enough for everybody. But of course, Rainbow Dash didn't get a drop, but Pinkie Pie saved one of her cups for Rainbow Dash, and when Applejack was telling me the lesson, I thought it was really funny, because she's like, I didn't learn anything. I knew the answer all along. And it was her going on about if you do it slow and steady, it's kind of like slow and steady wins the race, because like slow and steady makes the better apple cider, so kind of like that. And that's the end. I know, I did that faster than I usually do.
Yeah, that was a really quick summary. Maybe part of it was because like half the episode was taken up with a song.
Yeah, pretty much just like, I can't even remember. It wasn't that catchy, but they were changing their words every second.
Well, you know, this episode including the song. It's a great deal borrowed from a real world musical. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
It's called The Music Man. And do you know anything? You've never heard of that, have you?
No.
So The Music Man is about this guy who comes into a town, and he's a traveling salesman, but he's not a traveling salesman. But the problem is...
He's not a cheater.
The problem is he's a bit of a crook.
Oh.
He's what someone might call a flim-flam artist. Do you know what a flim-flam artist is?
No.
How about a con man? A con artist.
Yeah, someone who takes rare paintings and they buy the cheap kind and they say it's the real one.
Yeah, that's a kind of con, or in that case, it's a forgery.
Yeah,
where they make a copy of the painting and sell it off as if it's real. But
so that's where they do you think that's where they got the name Flim Flam?
That's exactly
the Flim Flam brothers.
That's exactly right. That's why those two characters are named Flim and Flam, is because they're supposed to represent the traveling salesman from The Music Man, who's a con artist. And in The Music Man, what happens is he comes to town and he convinces all the parents that the kids are turning bad because they've got a pool hall in their town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's capital T that rhymes with P and stands for a pool. Do, 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 pool, pool. Anyway, that's one of his songs. And it sounds that song sounds a little bit like the Flim Flam song.
Yeah.
But anyway, in The Music Man, he comes to town, convinces them that all the kids are getting up to no good. And what the parents need to do is start a band.
A band?
And so what, and yes, he convinces them that that's what's going to turn all their kids around as a band. So then after doing that, he sells them the instruments and lessons.
Lessons?
But the lessons are ones where they don't really do anything and they don't learn anything. And
yeah.
His whole scheme is to collect all this money and to get out of town before the instruments actually show up.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they never find out that he never taught their kids anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he can steal off with the money and leave the parents with instruments that they didn't need and the kids with no ability to play them. But things fall apart when he meets a girl.
Oh.
And then he ends up liking her and staying in town. And in the end, they figure out he really is a con artist. But the kids end up being able to learn how to play the instruments and everyone's happily ever after.
Wow. What a nice thing for him.
And they have a marching band.
Real life, that he would have gone to jail straight away, and no one would have been happy.
Exactly. So he had 76 trombones in his big parade.
76 trombones?
Mm-hmm. In his big parade.
Wow.
106 cornets close behind.
That's a lot. How many kids are there on this one road?
Well, it's actually a fairly big town.
Oh.
Although it's surprising because for some reason, despite being a fairly large town, they seem that their only form of entertainment is waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon to show up. Okay, well, enough about The Music Man. But anyway, I think that this episode of My Little Pony is based a lot on The Music Man.
Hmm.
You should watch it. Oh, I'll have to show it to you sometime, Finley. I like The Music Man. I think it's a good musical. And we like musicals, don't we?
Yep.
What's your favorite musical?
I don't know. I've seen so many because Uncle AJ is a musical director.
Yes. Do you think he's a con artist like the guy in The Music Man?
No.
He doesn't actually teach his students how to
do
anything?
No, he definitely teaches them because they're really good.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the last musical of his that you saw?
No, I don't.
No, you don't?
I think it was like Cats or Peter Pan.
Cats or Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Peter Pan done with cats. Where cats...
Could you imagine? Like, I can fly! Think happy thoughts, yarn, string, and all those lovely things. Naps, and all those lovely dreams you have while you sleep all day. Cats.
So that's what cats would think of to be able to fly.
Yes.
They would think of...
Cats and milk. Sleeping milk.
Sleeping, yeah.
Because they always sleep.
I don't know. I don't think you'd want to invest cats with the power to fly because, as we know, cats are evil incarnate and they
You're
would
going
do
to take
horrible things with that power.
Poor baby the doggies.
They would just wait above your head to pounce on you and attack you.
Yeah. At the zoo, we heard a story about this dog who, when he wasn't chained up because he was a bad dog, but that's how they and so have a leash. They chained him up outside the house. And one day the house caught on fire, and he broke that metal chain to get inside the house and let them all know that the house was on fire.
Yeah, that's because that's what dogs do.
You're good doggies.
Yes, you know what a cat would do?
And so the owner, because he was really rich, he made a statue, and one of the statues made of bronze that was kind of expensive back then is outside of the zoo.
You know what a cat would have done in that same situation?
Just snapped.
Well, what it would have done is it would have smelled the smoke, it would have run outside without telling anyone, and then just sat across the street as it watched the house burn to the ground with everyone inside, and then it would just stroll away.
Yeah, and we all got to hop on his back and take a picture.
What are you talking about?
We hopped on the dog statue.
Oh, the statue. I thought you were talking about a cat somewhere you hopped on the back.
Yeah, like, meow, meow, I'm going to ride this cat to the wind, well, kitty.
Like a cat bus.
Ride through the wind, my little kitty.
Hey, maybe we should talk about this episode a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 5
evil
big
cats.
Mugs of apple cider, not evil cats, but big mugs of apple cider.
There are many, some nice
how many
cats.
Mugs of, how many mugs of apple cider do you give this episode?
5. 5?
How many mugs of cider do you give that song that Flim and Flam sang?
5.
I thought you didn't like it.
4.
Now, definitively, did you like Flim and Flam's song or not?
Okay. My real mind, I'm saying 2.
Okay. So you didn't like it then?
Nope.
Then what was that 5 cider mug business?
I don't know. I like cider.
So you just wanted more cider, huh?
Yes.
You know the cider's not real.
I know.
Okay.
We have apple cider in our cabinet, but we never make it.
Oh, you the hot apple cider. You had some last weekend, didn't you?
No, that was hot chocolate.
Oh, you had hot chocolate. Okay. Well, maybe after we're done with the podcast, we'll make some hot apple cider. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, good plan. Well, then, what was your favorite part of this episode?
My favorite part of this episode... Oh, yeah, when the cute little bunny fell on his face.
Well, what was the funniest part then?
When the bunny fell on his face.
So what was your favorite part then?
The cute little bunny.
I don't know. I think you're running out of things you can remember about the episode.
Well, I remember it all.
Okay, then what was your least favorite part of the episode?
That the bunny fell on his poor little face.
I knew that was coming. Now, do you have any real answers to those questions?
Okay. My favorite part was when Pinkie Pie was like, she carried a lot of apple cider in her hands. And
oh, yeah. She was first in line. She had the huge pile that she was trying to balance as she came back.
Yeah, and my funniest part was still that cute little bunny fell on
his
face.
That's fair. You can have one of the categories.
Why not all of them?
You know, you should have your brother here listening to all your podcasts because I think he's your best audience. He's cracking up over here about your bunny story.
I want a bunny.
Yeah, you got guinea pigs. You're
well,
not getting a bunny.
I want a bunny.
Yeah.
What if it was for a cent?
Who was the MVP of this episode? The most valuable
MVP bunny? Was the bunny.
Okay. And then who else was the MVP?
Applejack.
Applejack.
Who learned nothing because she was right.
Yeah, well, tell me about the lesson. So what was the lesson then?
That she was right all along. And
yeah,
she,
but what was she right about?
That slow and steady wins the race.
What's that?
Slow and steady wins the race.
It seems to me like that was a lesson in an earlier episode too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that falling thingy.
Where was it? Oh, that
where
was...
Where the trees fell.
That was where Applejack and Rainbow Dash were racing each other and Twilight came hopping along at the end or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And all the trees fell.
Yeah, where that was the only way that leaves fell from the tree, right? As if the horses stomped through the woods.
Yeah, because that's how things work.
Yeah, that's how nature works, right?
Yeah, but there are some nice kitties. I remember the kitty in Pennsylvania. He was nice.
Yeah,
he came up to our feet
No, cats are nice. They're just pretending to be until they scratch your eyes out. That's how cats work.
But he didn't have claws.
Yeah, well, then he's going to figure out. He's learning how to handle knives and scissors then.
What?
Okay, let's do our pony roll call. That's what he does in the middle of the night. He sneaks down the stairs and figures out how to make his paws work with knives and scissors.
We've never did the disliking thing.
Oh, because you gave me the silly answer first. So, yeah. Okay, so what was your real dislike answer then?
My dislike was when Flim and Flam hurt the bunny.
You see, but you already gave that answer. So I asked you again and you just gave me the same answer.
Okay, when Flam and Flam were mean.
To who?
To the bunny.
I think we're going to move on.
Oh, for the bunny.
You're amusing yourself way too much with
the
bunny.
Can't you give the bunny a little name? His name was Bunny. And he fell on his face. Because he can't talk.
How does not being able to talk end up with him on his face?
Because he doesn't have a brain.
Now, your dogs don't talk. They have brains.
Yeah. This bunny can't walk.
Well.
Because the mean ponies pushed him over.
I don't think that's the case. Because I think he's a lovely bunny.
Yes.
And he hopped off after this and went back to his house.
But his little eyes when he fell on his face.
With Peter and Hopsy and Mopsy and Cottontail and.
Mopsy.
Yeah, that's a bunny name.
Did they come from the big shoe?
No.
Oh.
Hopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail live in a burrow.
Oh. Not as cool as a big true.
No. Okay. Let's get back on track here, Finn.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So let's do our... So you did do the MVP. So let's do the pony roll call. So we had the main six, right?
Yep.
And we had Spike.
Yep.
Who else?
Flim and Flam.
Of course. Anyone else?
Mayor.
Yep. And we had the rest of the Apple Gang, right?
Yeah.
Granny Smith, Apple Bloom.
And Big Macintosh.
Big Macintosh. And here I've got my list here for all the rest. So we also had Cherry Berry. And Sweetie Drops.
Or,
what's her other name?
Or I don't remember.
Bon-Bon.
Oh, yeah, Bon-Bon. And Secret Agent Sweetie Drops.
Yeah, Secret Agent. And Caramel and Comet Tail. And then, of course, Flim and Flam. So, out of all the characters, I guess... So,
wait, did you say Cottontail?
No, Comet Tail was the name. So, let's talk about Flim and Flam again for a second, then.
Mm-hmm.
About that.
How
how we talked about at the beginning what a con artist is and how that's the same thing as a Flim Flam artist, and that's where they got their names?
Yep.
Well, the whole idea about a Flim Flam artist is they're selling something that isn't true, like a fake painting, mm-hmm. pretending it is, or fake music
lessons.
Yeah,
but they're not selling anything fake.
That's my point. See, this is what I was going to ask you. I don't think they actually deserve those names. I don't think they're Flim Flam artists.
Yeah. They're not even artists.
No. But
unless they do apple painting.
Well, they talk about being con artists and Flim Flam artists because it's the art of the steel. Like, they craft an entire story and they convince you that something's real, it's not. So it's an art to what they do. But, so, because, I mean, Flim and Flam, like, before...
They make real apple cider.
Exactly. And what did people think when they drank their apple cider first, the first time they drank it?
They didn't get to drink it because Applejack didn't let them.
No.
She stole the cup from Brandy.
Granny Smith drank some.
No, she gave her a cup. Never saw a drinker.
Granny Smith drank some and thought it was good. And then I think the other ones, I think some other people, Rainbow Dash didn't get to drink any, but I thought some of the other ponies did.
No. Granny Smith just held it in her hand and looked down at it.
I thought she drank some. Anyway.
No.
I think they made... Your brother's wrong.
Yeah, he's going...
He agrees with me. So Kanan's right, and I'm...
No.
I'm afraid 2-1, you lose.
No, no one else will drink.
Let's go back to this.
Because you mean you need to kick over bunnies.
Here's the thing. So Flim Flam's machine that they showed up with, that they wanted the Apple Gang to buy from them, worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were selling them something real. There's no trick to it.
Yeah.
And because what happened in... Why did it go wrong at the end?
Because they were so scared of losing because they were beating them by a lot. They used all the mushy raw apples.
Because their machine actually automated the process of picking out the bad ones. So, like, you know, Granny Smith said the reason why you have to go so slow is because you have to get rid of all the bad ones and only let in the good ones. And their machine mm-hmm. actually did that just as well as Granny Smith seemed to do, but made it quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what happened is they turned off their quality control mechanism, the thing that sorted out the bad ones, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the thing is, right, is that because the whole problem with the Apple Clan, right, is that it takes too long to make their apple cider.
Yeah.
And so would the machine have solved that?
Mm-hmm.
So were Flim and Flam bad?
They really weren't. But the one thing they did try to do is take the bigger part of the money, and then the Apple family still wouldn't have enough money to take care of Apple Acres, and they wouldn't be able to buy it anymore.
That's a good point.
Because they got 75% while they got 25%.
Yeah. I guess they're pretty shady business people, right?
Yeah, they get them more money.
Because they wanted an unfair relationship with the Apple family, that either that the Apples had to provide all the money and only got all the apples and only mm-hmm. got a bit of the money.
And it takes a long time to take care of all those apple trees.
Yeah, and then when the Apple gang, Apple family wouldn't agree to mm-hmm. those terms, they decide they're going to put them out of business.
Mm-hmm. Because they think they're better than everybody else.
Well, I think what they knew was they had a better product than the Apple fans, despite Granny's protestations
mm-hmm.
that slow was the only way to make it. She was wrong, wasn't
mm-hmm.
she?
Yeah.
That actually Flim and Flam had a better way of making apple cider.
Yeah, but they kind of turned that away just so they could win.
Right. Well, that was their mistake.
Yep.
They ruined themselves by turning off the quality control.
Yeah, but they still wouldn't have won either way.
You're right, because then all the other fans. But the thing is that was kind of fake, too, because it's not like, you know, it took the main six helping out for them to win. Mm-hmm. It's not like the main six is going to show up there every day and do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be back to their normal slow rate mm-hmm. every season after this.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think Flim and Flam got short shift here.
Yep.
They got the short end of the stick.
They could have just bought the machine.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go. They should have got the machine, and then that would have sped up their apple, and then they might have even made more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have sacrificed quality, and they would have got more money.
Yep.
Well, Finn, is there anything else we should say about this episode?
Don't kick over a bunny.
I think you're right. That's probably the main lesson from this episode. You know what we haven't done for a long time?
Yeah.
Is remind people how they can get in contact with you.
You just listen to us.
Well, that's a start. But in listening to us, we used to tell them where to go to contact you, Miss Finley.
I don't even remember.
Well, on Twitter, where should they go?
At Finley's Pony.
And for Gmail, do you remember?
Finley'sPony@gmail.com.
That's right. And it's Finley.
No apostrophe.
S. Pony.
Pony.
So we love to hear from you. And what's our rule?
We're going to read everything you post.
Because we have no shame.
Yeah. And we have no better things to do.
If you write to us, we read it. Just like last week when we had our friend write us a tweet, and we read that.
Yeah, and if you don't hear from us, that probably means that we're just a bit late on the episode.
As usual.
Yeah.
It's not unusual for us to be a bit late. But, hey, you're in it to win it, right? All the way to the end.
Yep.
Okay, well, anything else to add on this episode, Miss Finn?
Nope.
So what'd you think of this episode?
It was great.
So you're happy with it all the way through?
Yep.
Okay, well, in that case, what do you have to say?
Goodbye!